It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, swing by the White Sands Hotel. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth popping into. They've a great food selection. They do carvery on a Sunday, and the staff and the atmosphere and the ambiance and everything else is just great. The Oasis Bar below our studio, and if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, the White Sands Hotel is your place. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? The previous episode of this podcast, when we finished recording it here in our studio, we got a last minute phone call that was ringing to take part in the last episode of Opinions Matter, but got on to us too late, basically. Anyway, we recorded a conversation with this person, which we had originally thought of adding into the podcast later, okay?
Yep.
Anyway, that didn't happen in the end.
None of this makes sense, by the way, as well.
Because we ended up having a conversation about something that really, really surprised us. And this is how this particular man, who you'll hear from in a minute, told his young child at a very young age...
Now, we're talking...
Well, three. About,
yeah, between three and four.
That
mommy and daddy bring the presents for Christmas.
Yeah, that Santa doesn't actually bring presents.
No, not only that.
That Santa isn't actually real.
No, not only that.
A three-year-old.
Well, no, Santa is real. There is a Saint Nicholas. You know, it's a real person. It's a real person.
He doesn't, hang on, Saint Nicholas doesn't come down your chimney.
Okay, but not only that, he also went on to say that he has never decorated his house for, well, in fact, let's listen to what he has to say, because I think a lot of you, my jaw literally dropped listening to this.
Yeah, me too.
And I think a lot of you are going to have, well, maybe you won't have an issue with it. Maybe you will see his point of view. But his bottom line is, he doesn't want somebody else getting credit for the money he spends. And I get that. I get that sometimes, you know. Parents take out...
Well, this Santa dude getting all the credit for all the presents.
Like, parents take out huge loans. Thankfully, I'm not in that position where I have to take out loans. I'm very, very lucky, and I count my lucky stars. But there are parents that would have gone to the credit union to get little Jimmy everything that Jimmy has on his list. And parents breaking their back. We had a mother on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, working 50-hour weeks, a single mum, to try and get her kids exactly what they want. So we break our back every Christmas to make sure our kids get everything they want. And then the kids won't even thank you because you did nothing. And in fact, when you think about it, when you grow up, you still don't thank your parents. You know, when you find out, you know.
About the man.
About
himself.
The man. When you find out, you never go back to your parents and go, so it was you all along.
That bought me that bike.
Thank you so much. Dude, my God, that must have been hard to come up with the money for that bike.
Yeah, no, they don't actually.
Because kids are ungrateful feckers. They really are.
All right, let's have a listen to Jude. As we said, this conversation happened by accident after yesterday's podcast recording was finished. Have a listen to this and let us know your opinion on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626.
No, but I like Christmas time because I get time off working it, but I don't have a Christmas tree up in the house at all. There's no decorations, no Christmas tree, no nothing.
Do you not have kids? Or what age are your children?
Well, I have one boy, yeah, but he's a grown-ass man now. He's 22.
But when he was younger, did you not put trees up and all that?
No, because I thought, why would I? We didn't celebrate Christmas. I even told him Santa didn't exist. Like, you know that, so.
At what age?
Oh, when he was old enough, like, when he could understand around 3, 4. Oh, but, like, we never had Christmas. Like, we don't celebrate Christmas. I always go away at Christmas. So, there's no point putting up a tree because I'm not in the house.
So, okay, so you don't celebrate Christmas. You don't have a Christmas tree. You don't decorate the house.
Jesus.
You're not into Christmas at all. And when your child was young enough to be able to speak his own name, you told him that Santa wasn't real.
Exactly. Just the same as I wouldn't say Muslims tell their children about Santa, do they?
I wouldn't have thought so. That's a good question, actually. I don't know if any Muslim does tell their...
I don't know.
Well, if Santa arrives in a Muslim household in Ireland or not. I don't know.
But I doubt it, because the Muslims, they practice Islam. So why would they practice any form of Christianity?
You never made Christmas special for your young fellow, even when he was 3 years of age?
Oh, he got loads of presents. He got all the presents he wanted, but he just knew I bought. But he got more than most kids did.
So Santa never visited your house?
No.
Oh, Jesus. He's probably afraid to.
I'm starting to feel sorry for little Jude. Do you not think he missed out on something?
What did he miss out on? He got loads of presents. And actually, because he was born on New Year's Eve, he even got twice the amount of presents.
Yeah, but it's not about the presents. It's about how special it is. Like, so if I go into your house now, I'm trying to paint a picture, your house will look the same now as it would in June.
Yes.
And how does Mrs. Jude feel about that? Is she as miserable as you?
I'm not miserable. So she comes away with me at Christmas, so she doesn't have... So she there's nothing to look at because we're not here. So I know, why would you?
Okay, but no matter how much you hate Christmas, Jude, and dislike him, whatever.
No, I don't hate Christmas. I don't hate Christmas. I just don't put up decorations and Christmas tree because we're not here. I don't just stop.
It's not because you're not there. There's lots of people going away. My cousin's going away.
I normally go away at Christmas, but we still decorate the house in the run up to
it. But the fact is, you've never given your child a proper Christmas.
He's had brilliant Christmases. He's had brilliant Christmases. Absolutely great Christmases. I don't think psychologically that he's not going to become an extremist and start gunning down people because he feels that he was deprived of.
Okay, so what do you say? What do you say to messages coming in now saying that man is an absolute disgrace of a parent? What is so wrong with bringing your child up believing in Santa? What is so wrong in that?
There's nothing wrong. It's a person's prerogative. They want to do it. And if I was such a bad parent, why was my child not taken into care?
No, because there's no law against not celebrating Christmas. But
so how could I be the disgrace of a parent that I didn't break any laws?
No, you didn't. No, I didn't say nobody said you broke any laws. What people are saying is that your child has missed out on the joy of Christmas.
But I'm not a Christian, so why would I celebrate a Christian festival? I'm not Christian.
Well, there's loads of people listening to us right now who aren't really Christian, and they would also argue that they celebrate Christmas whether they believe in Christianity or not.
But that's their prerogative. They want to do it. But should I not have the prerogative to do what I want to do? Like, I'm not telling anyone not to do it. But am I not entitled to that prerogative as well?
And you don't believe that your child missed out on anything by you telling him when he was old enough to understand at about 3 or 4...
Baby,
about 3 or 4, that all your friends might believe that this man comes around every year with a red jacket and a white beard, but he doesn't come to see you. How did you explain that to your child?
I just told him that there is no Santa. I said,
and how did he?
Me and the rest of our family get you your gifts at Christmas.
And how did he react?
Nowhere to come from.
How did he react to that news?
Well, he didn't mind because he never believed in Santa.
And then another question then is his friends in school and so on. So when he would have been maybe 5, 6, 7, he didn't believe in Santa. Did he tell the kids in school that there's no such thing as Santa?
He did go out deliberately tell them, but they asked him. But he did say, they said, "What are you getting off Santa?" He says, "I'm getting nothing off Santa." And they were wondering why. So my parents or my parents and my family buy me my present.
Right. But so he wouldn't have necessarily said there's no such thing as Santa.
No.
I'm conflicted over this. I respect your beliefs that you...
Well, non-beliefs.
Your non-beliefs, yeah. You're not a Christian. Why would you celebrate something that you don't believe in? You don't decorate the house. You didn't tell your son about Santa. I'm gobsmacked. I really am.
And I mean, whatever about your beliefs and all that, just to make the house a bit Christmassy for the young fella would have been great.
But he had all the presents he wanted when he woke up Christmas morning. He had all the presents he wanted.
No, but it's a little Christmas. And I know it wasn't because of lack of money, because I'm sure you had the money to buy it. It just seems very grinchy that you would do that.
There was nothing spared on him. He got all the presents he wanted. There was nothing tight about it.
He just didn't get a visit from Santa.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's millions of people all over the world, like Muslims.
What do you say? In fact, I'll use Jeremy as a really good example.
What's my example? Yeah.
Jeremy is a non-believer as well, has young children, but Santa's going to be coming to your guy. Are people like him hypocritical?
Well, that's his prerogative, because they're his children. If he wants I wouldn't take that away from him.
Okay, but do you think it is hypocritical of parents like that to celebrate Christmas, go in for the whole Santa thing, but they're really not religious in any way?
Like, you won't find a crib in their house, and you never will.
You're following a Christmas tradition, but you're not following a Christian system. Like, you're not bringing religion into it.
No.
What you're following is a tradition, but you're not following a Christian part of religion. You're not Christianity.
Yeah, we do.
You're just using a tradition.
Yeah, we do it the exact same way as people who don't get married in the church. So Catholics, like yourself, Adrian, you didn't get married in the church. So marriage is a sacrament of God, if you're to believe the religious side of it. Yeah. No, but it is. It's one of the seven sacraments. Marriage is a sacrament of God, okay?
Yeah, if you're to believe that, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't. You went for the civil part of it, because, yeah. And that's what I do. My Christmas is the same as your wedding. Your wedding
had and I had the same sort of wedding, so I didn't get married in the church either. I had a civil wedding.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
So we were listening to Jude there. A couple of things that he said. From the age of three, he told his child that Santa wasn't real and that the presents that he would get at Christmas are from Mammy and Daddy. And
how do you guys feel about that after hearing his... And he'll be coming back on to justify his arguments. I just think it's very wrong, isn't it?
It does raise the whole thing about why do we lie to our kids
over Christmas? We lie to them about lots of things.
Like what?
The Tooth Fairy came.
That's another ridiculous thing.
The Tooth Fairy came to my house last week. Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah.
Is another thing. Because if it gives... I don't think any kid, when they do get to the age where Santa stops coming to them, I don't think any kid... Maybe you are one of those people... miserable little fuckers.
Who's distraught.
Who ends up resenting your parents. Why did you lie to me? Why did you lie to me? And that's...
Why do we lie to them? Why do we have this make-believe story that this dude in a red suit and a white beard comes around the world, flashes around the world...
We also lie to them that there's a man living in the clouds called God.
Well, I don't lie. No, a lot of parents don't lie, actually, about God.
Okay.
No, you don't. Are you telling your kids, God, 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 God?
No. I've told my kids, in fact, we had this conversation last week when we were driving by a crib outside the local church, and they were saying that's cute. And I said, listen, you... I want my kids to be free-minded and free-spirited and believe, not to have anything forced on them. I said, listen, guys, I don't believe that there's a man in the clouds, but if you want to believe it,
that's fine.
Completely up to you.
Yeah. But you do tell them that Santa's real. Santa's coming tonight. Santa's going to be in this house. Santa's leaving the presents under the tree. Why do you do that?
Because it's magical.
No. But then you could argue God is magical as well.
I know, God doesn't bring you any presents. What's God ever brought you?
No, you're not getting me. You're prepared not to lie about one thing, but you blatantly lie about the other thing.
No, because Santa brings joy. God doesn't bring any joy. What joy does God bring? Oh, yeah. Did you ever wake up on a Sunday morning going, yay, today's the day we go and see God in church? And I'm not knocking, by the way, anybody's faith before all the religious start coming on. Stop slagging off Christianity. I'm just saying kids don't get excited about God. Well, maybe Enoch did when he was a kid. Hey, it's Mass Day. Woo!
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, guys? Happy Christmas to you.
And the same to you, John. John, why do we lie to our kids?
Well, it's for the good, Adrian, that we do this.
For what good? What good?
Well, it's Christmas, you know. It's a good lie. It's not a bad lie. You know.
A lie is a lie, though.
It's not really, no. Definitely not. I don't lie to my kids that. Any time I was bringing my kids, I never lied to them. You know, it was only at Christmas there. And, you know, look, here's the thing. You know, Jude can do his own thing if he wants. But at the end of the day, that's just horrific what I'm at the head in the bed.
Hang on. It's horrific that a father told his child the truth.
He's a bollocks. That's what he is. He's a bollocks.
Hang on, just listen to what you just said.
Adrian, he was only three. The kid was only three.
It is horrific. Now, just listen to what you said there. It is horrific that a father told his son the truth. That's horrific.
He denied his kid Christmas, Adrian. It's fucking heavy. It's heavy shit. You know, Judy, if you're listening, get your shit together. Like, it's Christmas for the kids. It's not for you, essentially. You know what I mean? Hold on, Adrian. It's for the kids at the end of the day. And I've lied to my kids to whatever the age they got, where they knew quite well what was happening. But the fact of the matter is, give them the bit of fucking innocence that's left in the whole world.
So again, I want to just put it like this. You think it's horrific that Jude told the truth to his child. That's horrific.
Absolutely. And it's not telling the truth to the child.
It would have been less horrific if he continued to lie. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I fucking do. Yes, I really do. I do. I believe in Father Christmas for the kids. I do. Of course I do, and I always will. Let the kids be kids at the end of the day, guys. You know, and that 7-8 years of innocence is absolutely crucial to a kid's life, I believe. I really do.
Oh, Santa, Santa is crucial.
I think it is, yeah, of course it is.
For what reason?
For every reason that I've been doing it for the last, I don't know how many years, and I'm still doing it.
Now, Jude is on the other line listening to what you're saying, John, so we'll talk to you in a sec, but the thing is, you're saying stop ruining it. That's too late now, because he's let...
That's way too late. God love the child.
No, but the child is now growing up, but he...
I know that.
He let
he's not ever going to forget it, though, is he? No. Oh, we brought you then. We brought you then. Oh, we bought this. We bought that. What a fucking dope. Seriously,
It is kind of narcissistic that I want to get. I want to take credit for everything. I want to.
Absolutely. You know, give the kids.
But as you said yourself, Jeremy, only a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, it is annoying. It is annoying.
I mean, this dude with the red suit and the white beard gets all the credit for all the mega presents.
It's magical, Adrian. I love Christmas. It's the fact. Look, I think it's the most wonderful time of the year. As you said, you were listening, you were singing it earlier on, and I really do think at this time of the year, for one night only, Scrooge, Jude, whatever you want to call yourself, give it a fucking break, and you give the kids a Christmas that they won't forget. Let them be kids. Let them have a good Christmas. Like, why would you do that?
Okay, John, I'm going to put it to you that you believe it is horrific that you told his child the truth.
I do. I can't believe what much I heard. I can't. Honest to God. I've heard some shit on these podcasts, but I've never heard shit like this.
Okay.
Hang
on there for a second, because I do have Jude back on the line. Jude, can I throw a few words at you?
And yes,
these are some of the comments that have come in. You are the Grinch. You're the father who stole the magic of Christmas. You are the father who ruins your child's innocence. And you made Christmas all about you. So you're narcissistic as well. And it is horrific that you told your child the truth about Santa. Do you want to respond to all of the above?
Okay, first of all, I have a couple of points. There's millions and millions of people all over the world whose children don't believe in Santa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Millions. And that's a fact. Second of all, it's not all about me. I'm not narcissistic. I just don't give a fuck what people think. I told my child that my family, not me, not only me, but my family got him presents. So I'm not narcissistic. And second of all, the word innocence was there. Since my child's lost his so-called innocence, what is he guilty of? If he's lost innocence, you're guilty. If you're not innocent, yes? Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
So why is he guilty of innocence? And my child will never forget any of his Christmases because he had brilliant Christmases. He got everything he wanted. In fact, he got more than most kids.
But it didn't come from Santa.
No.
And also, because it's a bit that people might have missed, You have never decorated your house for Christmas.
No, because we don't be here at Christmas, so why would you decorate?
Okay, but I mean, people
decorate. Purely practical.
People decorate their homes from the middle of November, 1st of December, long before you ever go away on a holiday.
Yes, but for practical reasons. I don't want to. It's my house. I can do what I want in my house. People can decorate their house. I'm not taking anything from anyone else. They can do what they want. They're a prerogative. I'm not saying no one should do it. I'm just saying I don't do it, and it's my right and my entitled prerogative to do that in my house.
Obviously it's your right, obviously it's your prerogative, but a lot of people believe that it's the most mean thing that they've ever heard, that there was no need to take your child's innocence away by telling him the truth about the man in the white beard and the red suit.
What innocence? What's he guilty of? What innocence was taken away?
Innocent. Okay, John, what innocence was taken away from his child by telling him the truth?
So, can I ask you this, Scrooge? What, did your mother and father, you know, did they let Santa Claus come to you when you were a kid?
No, I didn't believe in Santa. My parents aren't Christian, so...
There we go. So here we go. You should have broke that chain. You see, just because it happened to you, it doesn't mean... No, hold on a minute.
Brilliant Christmas.
Seriously, why did you do that to the child? You know, what did he do to deserve this? You know, at the end of the day, I heard you there. It's my house. I'll do what I like. I'll do this and I'll do it. Look, it's here. You want your child to do what you like, but you don't expect to come on a podcast and expect us to just to nod and agree with you on this, because I couldn't and I wouldn't, you know.
I don't want anyone to agree with me. I don't expect anyone to agree with me.
I don't care where anybody else is coming from, but can you understand where I'm coming from? Like, why did you have to go and tell your child that there was no such thing as Father Christmas, there was no such thing as this, that, you know, and by the way, me and your mother bought all that. Why did you do that? I want
to
ask you.
I didn't have to do it. I made a decision to do it. I didn't have to do it. I made the decision to do it.
Well, but why did you make the decision to do it?
I'm not criticizing the way you brought up your children.
Well, why would you do that to an innocent child? All of his friends are waiting for Christmas, okay? And they're waiting for Santa to come down the chimney, right? And they're all in the same school, they're in the same class. And by the way, does Santa come to you? No. Why? What happened there? Oh, no, there's no Santa coming to my house. You know, what a bollocks. You're an absolute bollocks. Seriously, Jude. Seriously,
he didn't say the Santa wasn't coming to their house. He just said our house.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. He didn't come to our house. I'm not saying that.
Santa wasn't coming to their house.
Dude, seriously, I tell you, it's the final show of the year, and I don't want to make a fuck. But I tell you what, Jude, you're an awful bollocks for doing that. Seriously, I can't believe it.
The millions of other people around the world who do this exactly the same thing?
You're fucked, the millions of people. Look, I'm not a very religious person. I don't go to church on a Sunday. But the fact of the matter is, you know, even my kids aren't very, you know, they don't, look, listen, it's again about all the religion. Please don't bring religion to me, because I'm not a religious person. But what I'm saying to you is this.
And you could argue, Jude, Santa Claus himself isn't a religious figure. He's an individual.
It's a manufactured corporate.
Yes, it is.
Identity, the Coca-Cola made up.
Yeah.
So Saint Nicholas.
And what? We knew this, Jude. You knew this as a young boy growing. I knew this after a few years of, you know. But you know what? I always remember them years of my childhood. You know, when I got up at Christmas morning, going down with my siblings and opening our presents, and I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it.
I say brilliant Christmases.
Yeah, but here's the thing: you're at the fucking ruin of it. That's the problem, you see. But you ruined it for him, and you ruined it for yourself.
I've had brilliant Christmas. How did I ruin it?
You could have just let it on there. You're only a fucking.
I could have done lots of things. Well, I don't. What did I do that was awful? You said you had Santa, didn't you? With your kids, yes.
Yeah, and what's so wrong with that?
You could have done it, you did it. But I did the opposite, because I could.
Hang on, John. Let's ask you a question. This is a fair question. His son is now grown up, as he said. Does your son resent you and his mother because you basically shat on Christmas when he was a baby?
No, he doesn't resent me at all.
I'm not going to tell him that.
Well, he would if he did.
He's never going to say that to his father and mother. Look, and I don't blame him.
My son is so sharp. He's blunt.
My son would tell me anything. But the thing about it is, Jules, has he got kids of his own? No grandchildren. Okay, because I hope when he has grandchildren that he has a Christmas and he lets this, you know, I think you're missing the whole point at the end of the day that Christmas is, look, whether it's corporate or not, or whether it's this or that, you know, it's a part of children's lives growing up, and I don't think you're getting it, Jude.
Not all children.
But look, listen, you know, the 99.9% of the population of Ireland are going to, you know, go to bed Christmas Eve and wake up, and Santa's going to have to be in here, you know, and that's the thing that I just can't believe it. Like, I can't believe what I'm listening to.
You really are the screw of Christmas. I don't give a
Jude, can I ask you, what was the reaction of family and friends, some of whom probably did bring their kids up believing in Santa? What do they say?
They didn't say much. In fact, the subject never probably came up because they probably didn't want to bring it up in front of their children. But what could they say? Because they couldn't say I was doing anything wrong. They couldn't. I was doing what I did with my son. I wasn't telling them to do that with their children, but they didn't bring it up because it's none of their business what I tell myself, and they had the maturity and the top on to know that.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085 825 2626. If you would like to get involved, basically here is a father who from a very young age told his child that Santa isn't real, that if you get presents at Christmas, it is your mammy and your daddy who give you the presents, nobody else. And
we never asked him about the tooth fairy. Did the tooth fairy come to the house?
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
You're taking the piss, are you? Or did he actually come to the house?
No, he didn't.
No. Why didn't the tooth fairy come to the house?
Well, he still never believes in the tooth fairy. That's what I ever told him. Didn't he? He just never believes in it.
No, but I know in my house when one of the kids' teeth falls out, the excitement in the house.
Nah, no, it's just they want money.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's. Did you tell him God doesn't exist?
Of course I do, sir. He said, my son isn't Christian. I'm not a Christian. I'm an agnostic. Why would I say God exists?
No, that's fine. No, that's fair enough. That's the one thing I do agree with. Although you shouldn't let him make his own mind.
Oh, yeah, he can. I told him, God doesn't know. I don't believe in God. We never went to Mass. He always could make that decision for himself as he got older. I would never tell him what to do.
But I just
he makes his own choice.
But I just think as regard the tooth fairy, it's a rite of passage that when you're a kid and it's very exciting. We all remember like waking up with the coin underneath the pillow the next day. And again, for no reason, I mean, that's not even a religious thing, the tooth fairy. That's just a little fable that we tell kids.
But he never believes it, really.
He would have if that's the way you had it led things. But literally, you destroyed that part of his childhood as well. That right.
But again,
this is.
I didn't destroy any part of his childhood. He had brilliant childhoods. I didn't destroy any of his childhoods.
This is all lying to your children.
Yeah, but should we lie to our kids about everything?
Okay, what is wrong? What? And just hear me out here.
Yeah.
What is wrong when one of your kids loses a tooth? That you say, there you are, love, there's a fiver, that's for losing your tooth.
It's not because kids don't get excited going to bed, going, oh, the tooth fairy's going to arrive. Jesus, the two of you are amazing.
I'd say they're more excited with the fiver in the pocket.
They absolutely are.
The two of you are amazing. Adrian, you were going on like you did all this with your kids. Don't be making out.
Yeah, but as I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking out loud, what's the point? This is all constant lying to your kids.
Okay, when parents break up, yeah? Do parents tell the kids why mommy and daddy broke up?
Some do, unfortunately.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they absolutely do.
That
doesn't happen.
We talked about this on this podcast.
It doesn't happen.
And your daddy split up because your daddy had an affair, yeah.
No, that doesn't happen.
It has happened.
No, the thing is, we try and keep children...
Jeez, you're very naive if you think that doesn't happen.
I don't think that happens. We try and keep children as innocent as possible. We try and keep the magic, Jude. But you treated your four-year-old like a grown adult. Like, I just don't get it.
Stay there for a second, Jude. Let me bring in Darren, who doesn't agree with lying to children.
I want someone to tell me why everyone lies to their kids from day one about Santa Claus. Why? Just someone answer that question. I can still remember the day I found out, I think it was in fifth class or fourth class, and my first question to my mother was, why did you lie to me since birth? That was my first question. Like, why can't you just say it's from the parents? I don't understand why this big fat man has to come down the chimney and give you presents. Teaching our kids how to lie from a young age, basically.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hello, I'm grand. I'm wearing my Christmas jumper at the moment.
Very good. In the festive spirit. Very good. That's nice to hear.
Yes, why not? That's the just thing there about, like, because I'm 38 at the moment. And, like, I remember when I believed in Santa and the whole build up and the magic for Christmas, especially for me for Christmas Eve, because you go off to my relatives and get presents and then, you know, go home to my parents' house and have the excitement going to bed and not being able to sleep because, you know, Santa's coming and leaving out cookies and milk and having the letter for Santa, all that build up. That's the thing that Jude's child missed out on when he was growing up, that whole build up. And, like, I think that mentally that would affect him. He's probably denying it, but I feel that he has that in his head that his childhood, like, in that situation, he missed out on that.
Okay, so you believe that, you genuinely believe that this man's son will look back at his Christmases and think there was something missing?
Yeah, like, I get that Jude, okay, he doesn't believe in Santa, and okay, and fair enough, but at the end of the day, you have a child, you're trying to make the child's innocence last as much as possible. Obviously, when a child gets to likes of 12, 13, whatever, and he finds out that he doesn't exist, that's a different story. But if you're going to enforce the fact that, okay, Santi's not real at a young age, then the child doesn't have that that choice to see if he's real or not. You know, and that's the thing there, like,
Jude, I have to say, the feeling that I'm getting from an awful lot of our listeners is a feeling of feeling sorry for your son. What do you say to that?
That's very insulting, because the worst thing you can ever do, the biggest insult, is to have pity or feel sorry for someone. That's very insulting. Also, I think people, now this is my opinion, I think people say that Santa exists as a little buffer or an insurance when they can't get the child the present they want. Oh, Santa couldn't get it. Oh, he didn't have it. It's just so they don't feel inadequate when they can't say, well, I was inadequate enough as a parent not to be able to get the present you want. That's why people say Santa exists. It's just a little insurance policy to protect themselves, because they just won't get the child the present they want.
Sorry. This is the magic of Christmas. It's like, you know, children are innocent enough and very creative at a young age, and it's nice to have that.
The word innocence keeps on coming up. It was my child less innocent than any other child.
Children are innocent. You want to make them born.
So my child was guilty.
Oh, yeah, doom and gloom. This is life.
What was my child guilty of then?
Work until you die.
What was my child guilty of if he wasn't innocent? He lost his so-called innocence. What was he guilty of? Because if you're not guilty, you're innocent. So what? Tell me what he was guilty of if he lost his innocence.
I don't think the child's guilty. I'd say more that he lost out on something that everybody experienced.
No, he just didn't suffer naivety. That's why he didn't suffer. He just didn't suffer naivety.
No, he just missed a part of a childhood that everybody had. That's what I see.
He didn't miss any part of his childhood. He just had a different childhood than other children. He didn't miss any of his childhood.
Well, I just think that he missed a part.
Well, that's what you think, but I know, because he's my son. I know. That's the difference. You just think.
But
you said the word
"think." It feels as if you've actually planned out his childhood for him, if that makes sense. Like, let him believe what he wants to believe and not force the belief that you believe. Like, if he wants to believe in the Easter Bunny or Santa, then that should have been a choice that he was able to believe in that himself and force him, well, he's not real. You know.
But again, Laura, it does raise the whole question, and this is the bit I can't get my head around, I'll be honest with you, that people are literally down Jude's throat because he told his child the truth. That's what he did. Did nothing more or nothing less than tell his child the truth, and people are talking about him like he's the scum of the earth.
I don't know. I just find out, like, why is anybody really told him?
He was three, nearly four.
So that's too young, 3 years old. Maybe 10.
But is it, yeah, no. But hang on, at three, kids are starting to believe in Santa. Yeah. So yeah, Jude nipped that in the bud and let his child know that no, actually, your presents at Christmas, Mammy and Daddy and the family are getting them for you. Nobody else.
Was he upset? I'm assuming the child was upset.
Was he upset, Jude?
No. What was he upset that he didn't believe? He didn't believe, so he had nothing to be upset about. How could he be upset?
But at some stage, you obviously told your son, even when he was a little bit older, he has to have said to you, how come Santa comes to all my friends and doesn't come to me?
Yeah, I told him, and I said it's because their parents... instead of, again, what I said, it's just an insurance thing. But if your friends don't get the presents they want, their parents will say, Santa didn't. But I said, you always got the presents you wanted.
And, ultimately, Laura, that's what Christmas is all about, really, if we're to call a spade, it's about all the presents that you get on Christmas Day. That's it. Doesn't matter where they come from, really, does it?
Yeah, okay, we'll just get rid of the Christmas tree and Santa and Rudolph.
Well,
no decorations.
Well, Jude does all that.
To go to that extent.
Yeah, Jude does all that as well. No decorations.
No, but in fairness, at least he's not being a hypocrite. Like, he's gone in. Like, Jude, if I was to go into your house now, is there even, like, a bit of tinsel up?
No.
And does your wife never turn around and go, Jesus, this house is a bit dreary, I think we should do it up for Christmas, at least put lights outside?
But what's dreary about it?
So it's dreary all the year round, and only not dreary at Christmas. My house isn't dreary any time of the year.
I mean, that's a ridiculous statement, Jeremy. So if your house is dreary, then you should put up a Christmas tree in the middle of June.
No, it's just, it's... people expect at Christmas time.
Yeah, but I don't do what people expect. I not don't go along with the crowd. I don't follow. Only seat me leaders. So I don't
that,
follow.
So is that the only reason you did it? To be able to say I'm not a sheep.
No, because I don't like decorations. I think they're dust collectors. I just particularly myself don't like them. Aesthetically, I don't. And then again, it's my house.
Can I ask?
If you want to do it for your house, do it.
Okay.
Did you even bring him to a Christmas market when he was a kid, or to one of the Santas in the shopping centre?
Oh, we went to Christmas markets over in Germany and Austria and that, but for years, every year we went to when we went away. Bromley's been to Christmas markets.
All right, stay there for a second, Jude. Our number is 0858252626.
Do you not think that's miserable? I like Jude, but that's miserable. That's fucking miserable.
How is it miserable?
That's a miserable, miserable house at Christmas time.
How?
No, my house before Christmas or any other time is not a miserable house. My child, he grew up, he's a man now. He didn't grow up in a miserable house.
Can I ask you, Jude, he's quite well adjusted and he's happy. Okay, you weren't into the whole Christmas thing, and that's fine. That's each their own and all that. Why did you even get him presents at Christmas time?
Ah, good question, Adrian. Yes, that's true. Why did you?
Because presents, people get their children presents at Christmas. No, it wasn't just at Christmas. He gets presents all year round. And also, because his birthday was on New Year's Eve, which is just after Christmas, he got presents then.
But he wanted presents. Did your son get presents? Okay, did your son get presents on the 25th of December?
Yes, because he wanted presents. I got him what he wanted.
But they weren't under the tree because the tree didn't exist.
Correct.
No, he got the presents he wanted. He got presents and the ones he wanted. He was never disappointed.
So on Christmas Day, he woke up and he woke you up, Dad, where's my presents?
Yes, where's the presents? And I said, they're downstairs or there's some in your bedroom.
I'm confused now. So you do support Christmas then?
No, he supports getting presents on the 25th of December.
But why didn't you give them to him on the 21st of December?
He did get a few small things in the build-up. He got a few small things.
All right, stay there. I want to bring in more opinions on this, and they are flying in. This is Ed.
3 is not old enough to tell your kids that there is no such thing as Santa. He is I don't even know what's the word. Like, he doesn't deserve a title as a father. I've been telling you. I'm shocked after listening to this conversation, lads. Honestly. Like, so he's basically saying, oh yeah, wait, don't do this. 3 is not old enough. 3 or 4, that's not old enough. If he was about 13 and he told him that there's no such thing, fine, I won't understand that. But at 3, what the fuck? What an actual fuck? I just don't know. Oh my God. I'm speechless.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
How are you, lads?
Well, Jessica,
you've been bullying in the comments there listening to Jude. Your blood is boiling, is it?
You're a Grinch. You're a Scrooge. Your son didn't even have a chance to believe in Santa. 3 years old. You didn't even give him a chance to believe in Santa.
But he didn't want to.
What do you know? Because you're ruining the magic on him before he even had a chance to even experience it. Like, that is just mad. And I, like, don't get me wrong, Jude. I love you. I've actually missed hearing you. Like, I love you, but my God. That is just, I just think that's heartless.
Again, Jess, you are...
Not even a bobble on the Christmas tree. Like,
no Christmas tree.
Did Santa kill your dog or something?
Well, Jude,
did he leave you cold every year? Like, why are you so anti-Christmas? And as Adrian took the questions out of my mouth, if you really didn't believe in Christmas, you wouldn't give him presents on Christmas Day. You said his birthday's what, New Year's Eve or something? Why don't you just wait till New Year's and give him his birthday presents? Say, no, son, we don't do Christmas presents in this house. We don't do Christmas.
I never said we don't do Christmas. I never said that. I said you get this present. I don't do Christmas.
But you don't pull up a tree. You don't do anything. You don't do all that. But you give the presents. You can't just cherry pick what aspects of Christmas you do.
I can tell you things.
Okay, so what kick did you get out of telling your son at 3 years old before he's even had a chance to know what Santa is? There's no Santa, son. Sorry to tell you.
I didn't get a kick. It wasn't for a
I think
kick.
You did, because or unless I you would have just let him have this. They only believe for about 10 years, Max Jude. What was wrong with just letting him have the 10 years of wondering how does a man travel around the world in one night doing all the presents? What's wrong with just the magic and wonder of it?
The kick I get at Christmas is seeing him delighted with his presents. I love seeing him. He's happy with his presents. I love seeing him happy. That was my kick. I didn't get a kick out of telling him that there's no sound yet.
So
I've got to keep those people human
presence.
So why
did you do it in the first place? That's what I'm trying to understand. Like, it's not a bad lie. It's not a mean lie. It doesn't destroy them. So what was wrong with just letting them have the 10 years of magic and wonder? Because that's usually...
Because
that's
I told him he still wasn't destroyed. He still wasn't destroyed because I did tell him.
Yeah, but I just feel like you've robbed something of him. Like,
that's
3 years.
You
that's
and you're entitled to teach like
that. First year of knowing what Santa
is,
and you just decided to yank that away from him. Like, nope.
You didn't have it to take away. You didn't lose out on anything.
Because
you had great Christmases. You had brilliant Christmases.
So you think? Jessica,
people are condemning this man because he told his child the truth. This is the bit I can't get my head around.
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask you, Adrian. Do you not think that's basically what a child's first year of actually comprehending what Christmas and Santa is? Are you telling me that that's not a bit grinchy, it's not a bit scroogey, and it is a bit heartless? Come on, be honest.
Taken away from
take your balance hat off for 1 minute. Come on. But,
oh, okay. This conversation started from...
Would you be okay, Adrian? You have a grandchild.
I do.
And this year was his first Christmas. It'd be very special.
Are you going to tell him at 3? Sorry, grandchild. He don't exist. That was mummy and daddy.
It's not my.
Did you bring him to see Santa?
No, my daughter did.
Well, you didn't. Some grandparent you were.
Well, he's only 6 months old.
So you didn't bring him to see Santa.
Sure, he didn't even get the whole Santa thing. He sat on his knee and looked at him as if he'd 20 heads.
Santa, the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, Sandman, all these. They're just fables. They're just fables that add a bit of magic and wonder to someone's childhood.
Because God,
not for every child.
That?
Not for every child.
Here's the fact of it. This conversation was sparked by the last podcast that we did, which was about Muslims and Christmas, okay? And there are countless children in this country who are brought up in a different religion other than Christianity who do not believe in Christmas. They don't believe in Santa. Do you think
denominations have their own versions of Santa?
Listen to me for a second. Do you think that the tens of thousands of non-Christian children in Ireland who don't have Santa Claus come visit them, do you think they're missing out? Do you think their lives are destroyed in the way in which Jews are?
No, because like I said, different denominations have their own versions of Santa Claus. There's loads of different faiths have their own different types. And it's basically all the same thing. So you can't really use that argument of like, oh, well, they're not Christian.
Well, again, you could argue that Santa isn't even necessarily a Christian thing at all. He's a made up.
But it came from the story of Saint Nicholas. If you really want to argue about apples and oranges.
Okay, but you're arguing with Jude that he destroyed his child's innocence. Jude doesn't believe in God.
No, I didn't mention innocence. Everyone else mentioned innocence.
Okay,
I just said he robbed him of magic and wonder.
Okay.
And I think he's a Scrooge.
He robbed him of magic and wonder. Do you think that other kids who aren't Christian are being robbed of magic and wonder that Santa doesn't pop down their chimney?
If the parents are telling them at 3, 4, when it's basically their first event of actually comprehending what the whole thing is. Yeah, I do think that's a bit heartless. And I do think you're kind of killing the magic a little bit. Because like I said, they believe for about 10, 11 years max. What's wrong with just letting them have that bit of magic
for that short time of their lives?
You know yourself, Adrian, you're saying
non-Christians should go along with the whole Santa thing. Is that what you're saying? Otherwise their innocence and lives are destroyed.
I didn't bring innocence into it. Everyone else did. So stop putting words in my mouth.
Okay, non-Christians should not.
What's wrong with just letting them have that bit of magic and wonder? I'm not a Christian. I'm an atheist. I love celebrating Christmas. I believed in Santa. What was wrong with that? What was wrong with my mom and dad letting me have that bit of magic and wonder for those 10, 11 years of my life?
So non-Christians who don't celebrate Christmas should let Santa come to their house anyhow.
Santa, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy, yeah, all of them. Because what's wrong with having a bit of magic and wonder in your life? Clearly, Jude never had any growing up. Otherwise, he wouldn't be like this.
All right, Jess. Thanks very much indeed for your call, as always. And thank you, all of you, for your calls. Well, Santa, all set for your gaff, yeah?
Well, I'm all set, yeah. I did it.
Oh, you did it?
No, actually, my wife did it.
Yeah.
The Amazon driver has been called to our house every single day. Here's the thing, though. You know, we lie to our children about lots of different things throughout life. We lie to them. We never tell them our financial circumstances if we're going through a bad patch.
That's not lying.
We shield our children from things.
You do shield your children, but this is intentional lying. This is literally, and if your young fella said to you today, "Daddy, is Santa real?" Yes, he is, Luke. Yeah, yeah, he is. Well, that's literally a blatant lie. It's a blatant lie.
Yeah, but I lie to him all the time.
About what?
About loads of different things.
Like what?
I'll brush your teeth and you can stay up an extra half hour. And then I don't let him stay up an extra half hour. I'm a terrible parent.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. Over the Christmas break, we will have repeat episodes of Opinions Matter. Thanks for listening. Talk to you in the new year.